Okay, aquí les va. This is the third installment of El Cuento, El Puerquito y Lupe Lemos. I'm going to continue with my extemporaneous approach because it really makes sense to tell the story if I can without having to write it down, because after all, everybody that tells it has to tell it differently anyway. Let's see now. I have to recall here that I left off where, Lupe had rejected the idea of slaughtering the pig, even though it was nice and big, because he knew he could keep, as long as he could keep feeding it for a long period of time, who knows, some of the people in the area would end up breaking records, you know, by the size of the puercos that they could grow. Well, as a matter of fact, my wife Sarah's grandfather, Bernardillo, he would grow a puerco, from the time it was real small. He used to buy it over there in the outskirts of L.A. County. And when it was small, and then he would just keep feeding it. And he would wait until they were 500 pounds. I mean, we have pictures that it shows how he hung it up and hanging upside down. It would cut wide open, and he would do everything that needed to be done. He would even save the blood, and he would. There isn't any part of the pig that it wasn't used, you know, the tripas and the patas and the ears and la cabeza, especially la cabeza in Texas, as far as I know, to make tamales, man, you needed to have cabeza de puerco. And it's no coincidence, by the way, that the tamales in Texas, they put very little masa, so that the best part of it will be the ingredients, del puerco, de la cabeza. Anyway, now I'm going to nostalgia, and I'm not telling the story. So let me break that nostalgia to tell you, Lupe was just inspired. It's just like a man who'd seen the light, who'd been saved by Jesus Christ, Moses, and every saint in the world. Just transformed him. Having that project of raising that pig was just enormous. It meant that he was motivated to plant squash and carrots and whatever he could, you know, to feed that little pig. And then eventually, you know, he built a well, and it would just motivate him towards a great success. He'd get up at the break of dawn, which before Wilona and Pepe, because that way at least he knew he could get the food there first in the morning when he needed it most. And of course, he could also take a little bag of tacos de tortillas of any type. Anyway, so he'd just shoot out towards the sierras, and he knew that the sooner he got there and started working, the more he would weigh in at the end of the day. He would just had all the advantages now, because he had all the reason in the world, but the more he went into the montes, the more he would have to go higher because of the land and the mountains, and that turned out to be to his great advantage, because he could carry more. He'd have to get more rope, you know, to tie it and make sure that everything is secure. You know, the worst thing that would happen to him on the way back is for him to to make a wrong move, and next thing you know, he had all these palos that he had to put together again so they could take him to weigh him in. Anyway, so then he got good. I mean, he was good. He was focused. The advantage, though, was that he could go after trees that had more ramas, and he could also carry more weight because have to be on his back as long as before when the land where he was just traveling even, because with the weight of gravity helping him, he would be able to walk down pretty fast, you know. Actually, el dueño de Avalos de la tienda, sometimes he'd stare out waiting for him to come down that hill, because Lupe had become a pretty good customer. He was able to buy more food, more tortillas, huevos, or whatever it took to keep Wilona and Pepito happy and have enough for Porquito. So they got to be real good friends, and Don Avalo started calling him Don Lupe, because he saw that he really had a future. He had seen what miracles can be worked with these porquitos. They could make them into looking like a hippopotamus. Anyway, so the burden for Lupe continued to be pretty heavy, and El Señor Avalos, he befriended him. In fact, he told him the story that he was going to help this compadre of his who had a little puerquito, and he had the same plan of making him real big, but that he wasn't very good at constructing a pig pen. Y se le escamó, se le huyó, you know, he took off, and who knows, some wolf probably got him, or he just went out to live happily ever after up in the mountains or something. No, dice, pobre compadre, cómo le hizo triste que perdió su puerquito. Of course, Lupe, he very cleverly had not told anybody about his puerquito until much later. By that time, they were just, you know, he wasn't about to be suspected of having stolen it. Pero he didn't feel too comfortable. However, you know, the fact that El Señor Aval wanted to help him turned out to be real good for what he said. Mira, le dice, Lupe, sabes que lo que voy a hacer por ti. Cuando pasa la gente aquí por el pueblito, aquí de San Joaquín, la gente va a los restaurantes 5 de Mayo y la cocina de Chabelita y Don María. Y al fin del día, muchos de ellos no se comen todo, andan de prisa, especialmente los americanos. Así es que se gasta mucha comida y la ponen en un bote y ahí lo pueden dar a así personas como usted que puede usarlo. Así es que yo voy a platicar con doña Juanita y Chabelita y con Claudio, el propietario del 5 de Mayo, y ellos me van a traer lo que tienen que se va a gastar, y yo te lo puedo pasar, y así nos ayudamos uno y otro, ¿verdad? Oh, sí, gracias, señor Don Avalo. ¿Sabes qué? Usted sabe que ya cuando tengo un granotote gigantesco, yo voy a traer aquí a usted, le voy a traer mucha carne y todo esto, 300 libras de puerquito. Y también mis buenos amigos que me van a ayudar con ustedes, también yo también les puedo vender carne de puerco así que no les cueste tanto también. Oh, pues sí, ya parecía que hasta Lupe y Don Ávila ya llegaron a ser compadres. So, anyway, cada día the story, Kurt gets happier for Lupe. You know, he comes home whistling and with bags and plenty of food for the pig, and that way he doesn't have to deprive his wife, la pobre Wilona, que ya se acostumbra a comer mucho. Anyway, y también el Pepito, pues la mera verdad que le daba gusto a Lupe. Empezó a dar gusto ver que pues la felicidad que tenían ahí. Y él también podía comer bastante, aunque él también sabía que aunque comía bastante, él no se iba a ser gordo, porque el trabajo enorme que tenía tumbando los árboles y hasta tener que matar las víboras que ya estaban listas a picarle y todos los peligros de los coyotes y qué sé qué más, los pobres trabajadores que quieren ir a cortar leña. Pues anyway, llegó en este día otra vez. El Pepito lo vio y dijo, ay, papá, ya le está saliendo grasa al puerquito, es tiempo para matarlo. Pero no, ya era muy fácil para decirle no. Siguió con el camino de lo que él quería. Y a Pepito le fue bien también, porque él le tocó ayudar a su papá a plantar calabazas y pepinos y tomates. Y así podía aprender algo, ¿ves? Y Wilona también, pues, vio que toda la familia se estaba animando y ella también se salía y le daba de comer un puerquito y le ayudaba a sembrar a su esposo. Y de vez se encontraron la pura felicidad. Pero, this is not in the story. That's just, I suppose, I offered as the next chapter.